And we went and got ourselves some breakfast down at the food court thingy place right there in Excalibur. And we went to Schlotsky's, you know, and got us a breakfast quesadilla. And while we were there, we ran into Big Freddy. And so we had our breakfast with Big Freddy. And while we were there, Jay and I also ran into Gavin.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We went to Schlotsky's.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1966 of the BFO for Thursday, the 6th of August, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're gonna go down memory lane and talk about Big Fatty when he did the radio. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, operators. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. Big Fatty, well, you've hit the desk.
I have hit the desk. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are operators today. Well, I tell you what, all will be explained in just a few minutes. But y'all, on hump day in the coal mine, y'all, I hearkened back.
Big Fatty hearkened back
to the days that... this was probably, it was in the late 80s.
Big Fatty, that's almost 20 years ago.
It was. The mid to late 80s, because, y'all, I had, had my announcing duties, that began in the mid 80s, and, It allowed me to meet some folks in television and radio and the media and all like that. And so there was a guy from one of the local talk stations in Charleston, y'all. It was I used to tell him, when you gonna hire me to come to work over there? Oh, Big Freddy, ha 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 ha! And y'all, he thought I was kidding. And y'all, I eventually just drove him crazy. And so he eventually hired me to work on the weekends. And I started out, I wasn't talking on the radio, but I started out like on Friday evenings and Saturday afternoon and evenings. And then Sunday mornings until like mid afternoon or something like that, but y'all, it was good because, you know, I'm a firm believer in if you're gonna learn to do something, you need to know all the different aspects of how to do things. And y'all, I was like the only person in the radio station and all, and basically it was just a matter of pulling in the network shows and things like that, and running commercials based on whatever was sold or sticking in public service announcements or whatever, and then rejoining the network shows on the time clock. And you know, that's when you it was impotent, y'all. It was impotent to be connected to the U.S. Naval Observatory Master Clock. Well, in fact, y'all, I'm gonna get the cellular telephonic device so you can hear what it says. Yes, Big Freddy. Well, y'all, for some reason, I can't get the master clock to come.
Big Fatty, we get no.
But y'all, it used to dial in, and it would click. U.S. Naval Observatory master clock, at the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 6:10:10. Boop. U.S. Naval Observatory master clock. At the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 6:10:20. Boop. And y'all, it was, you know, you had to set the clock because That's what the network was coming off of. It was an exact science. Yes, Big Fatty, you couldn't be a second late. And y'all, so in the evening on Friday night, y'all, Big Fatty would be there running the board and everything. And y'all at 8 p.m. in the evening, was it 8 p.m. or 7 p.m.? I don't remember. But y'all, we would join NBC. And we would join TalkNet with Bruce Williams. So I'd play the top of the hour bumper. Y'all, and then I would hit the button, and here's what you'd hear.
Hello there, my friends. How are you? I'm Bruce Williams. Welcome to my world. Welcome to TalkNet, the nation's backyard. TalkNet, yeah, we go from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and as well as border to border. We talk about you and your life, your hopes, your ambitions, your dreams, all of the things that make you the very, very special person that you are. Yeah, we share concerns with our neighbors, and frequently, more often than I'd like, very frankly, I don't know the answer to your questions, but I'm very, very fortunate in having a whole bunch of quality experts all around the country that are willing to jump right in, give us a shout, and give us the answers. That's what TalkNet is all about, the exchange of information and ideas. Now, if you'd like to reach us, it's a piece of cake. You pick up your phone, you dial 800-223-4141. 223-4141, that's good from the 47 contiguous states, District of Columbia and the Caribbean. New York State, the number is 800-522-5454. I'm Bruce Williams. This is TalkNet.
And y'all, when I heard that, I knew that I was just fine until that finished up, and then we went into our first commercial break. And y'all, a little bit about TalkNet. It was a nighttime programming block on the NBC radio network from the 80s until the 90s. It was comprised of several advice-oriented call-in talk shows, the most notable personalities being Bruce Williams and Sally Jesse Raphael. And at a time when talk radio was a mostly local format, TalkNet brought the format to a national level. And y'all, I used to sit there and listen and enjoy listening to the little shows. And we'd have a Bruce Williams clock, and there were some hard commercials, and there were some soft commercials. And a soft commercial meant that he would go into a commercial sometime, you know, around let's say if it started at 8 p.m. in the evening, he'd go into a hard commercial at like 8:02, and that'd probably be a national ad. And then at 8:03 and a half, there'd be a local commercial, 30-second local commercial. And, then there'd be a soft commercial around 8:20. And, you know, that might come at, 30 seconds either side of that. But at the bottom of the hour and 10 seconds before the top of the hour, you'd have hard breaks where you went out at it exactly the time prescribed, because you at the top of the hour you'd have to have a station identification y'all, it was lots of fun, and Big Fatty even called in one night to talk to Bruce Williams and ask some advice. Big Fatty, I'll never forget it. I called in. I was directing a play, The Odd Couple, and y'all, I needed a piece of plastic meat. And I said, well, Bruce Williams ought to be able to help me find a piece of plastic meat. Big Fatty! He had some advice. He said, well, have you been like to the Sears and Roebuck? I said, I've looked in all the freezers in the stores. I've looked around, and y'all, this was back before the inner tubes were around. And y'all,
a gentleman who worked at Paramount Pictures was driving home from work, and he got in touch with the props department at Paramount Pictures and said, "I need a piece of plastic meat." And anyway, the guy called Bruce Williams back the next morning and said, "Hey, you know that guy that was looking for a piece of plastic meat in South Kakalaki? Well, I work at Paramount Studios." And they said, "Hold on a second, we got to record this. This is too good," because it was just out of the ordinary. And when I went in to work on that Friday night the following week, I had a message that Bruce Williams would be calling the station for me to be ready to talk to him. And I went, "Oh, fuck, what have I done now?" And y'all, they had the guy from Paramount Studios on there. And y'all, I got the piece of plastic meat FedEx to me the following week. So anyway, that's Big Fatty's radio story. And then y'all, of course, I did on air broadcasting also, and some commercials and did news and anyway, but all right, Big Fatty, enough memory lane. Let's get on to something that's not nearly, oh well, maybe it is almost nearly as old as you. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today the 6th of August, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, there's a cavalcade of people exiting today. Y'all, it's that damn cricket, and it's Roger Bunning, and Dallas Cody, and of course, Sassy, and Aunt Tappy, and Walter Snicker, what is Cricket's boyfriend who's now a drag queen's name? Big Fatty, we don't remember. Yolanda? Big Fatty, it's not Yolanda. And y'all, they all come out of the crazy mixed up world of the one and only, y'all, it's the one and only old stink pot himself. Y'all, it's Toppy Smelly. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Toppy Smelly.
Is it Gertrude? No, it's not Gertrude. I don't remember what it is.
Big Fatty, it's been so long since we had an episode of Pickahalla. It's hard to remember. It's true. If you see that Tuppy Smelly on the Face Space or the Twitty, y'all just wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, with all those people coming to his party, I know they're going to have a six-layer cake. During my launch on Hump Day, y'all, even though I'm going to Scotland on Monday, y'all, I still went to the Von Z's because I had a few things on sale that I thought I'd pick up. Y'all, I picked me up a boneless chuck roast. I'm going to cook that overnight on Wednesday night. I'm going to have that for my lunch on Thursday. Y'all, the Von Z's had a mojo poke sandwich. A submarine sandwich on sale, and y'all, I never tried that before, and y'all, I had it, and y'all, I was just disappointed in it. So if you ever go to the Von Z's, don't get the mojo poke sandwiches. Not Big Fatty approved. Y'all, they had the pita chips on sale, so I picked up a couple of bags of those. I got me an onion. Y'all, I got me a few little snackettes to carry with me on the plane to Scotland. Big Fatty, of course, they don't have anything to eat on the plane. Well, not nowadays, they don't. I got some emerald chocolate and peanut butter mixed nuts, and some some of the little cheese crackers. They were on sale also. And I got that, y'all. And y'all, I picked up a couple of bags of peanuts for the coal mine. Old Veda and Orange Hat, they like to come in and have a peanut and visit with Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty will just come in and have a peanut. All I bought was shit, basically. Except for the poke roast. Y'all, I spent $38.75, and I saved $14.85. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've been monitoring, lots of deadlines on the Pride 48 this week. The Excalibur discount ends tomorrow, the 7th. So y'all, if you're still considering, I mean, you can still go to Pride 48. It's just you're not gonna get that good rate after tomorrow. The t-shirt deadline is Saturday, and y'all, then on Sunday at 8 p.m., y'all, the ointment auction is over. And y'all, I got to tell you something. The ointment auction has absolutely gone wild. It has gone wild. You know, the Greetings from Nowhere, what do you call it, ointment went immediately for $115. Well, y'all, this afternoon, hump day afternoon, y'all, I went over there, and y'all, the stinky orangutans, the foul monkeys, y'all, it had jumped up to $120. Big Fatty! And y'all, then I said, my goodness, that's unbelievable. And y'all, then I went down, and it's all about ointment. It had gone up to $130. And y'all, I said, oh dear, Gussie. And y'all, then I went down, and the pot is my co-pilot ointment was up to $140. Big Fatty, that's unbelievable. And so y'all, and it's still going, y'all. I think there's some sort of a contest or something like that. Maybe, I guess the show that has the lowest bid or something will be voted off the island. Big Fatty, you silly. Let's see. Oh, y'all, today. Oh, by the way, my window did not fall out of the Ford Escape, so I'm very pleased with that. I got a couple of cans in the P.O. box. Let me see who they're from. Big Fatty. Oh. One of them is from that Moose Pea, and y'all, the other one is from my mother. So y'all, I can't wait to see all of that. We'll get those opened here soon. Speaking of my mother, you know, today, the 6th of August, 60 years ago today, my mother and father walked down the aisle at the Park Avenue Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. And y'all, they had their I-dos, and a year and 4 days later, Big Fatty exited the birth canal. Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I heard from, I think, three different folks on Hump Day that asked me questions about the BFO spoofs that I've been axing for. And y'all, if they all come through, it next week might be quite an interesting week, is all I got to say. So or while I'm in Scotland, I should say. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy himself. Y'all, it was the only recording I had of old Stink Pot, and I know it was a crappy one. Toppy, how are
are you? Where are you and Sassy gonna go to celebrate your birthday?
We went to Schlotsky's.
Oh, is that the bathhouse up there in Picahoma? Big Fatty!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.